Ball Spark. You want good words? Data Languager.
Talk real sports with a real man.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
And now, here's the be-all, end-all, know-it-all of high school, college, and pro sports. Aaron Skinny Kalk with The Skinny on Sports.
We're talking about practice, man. I'm the MVP.
Good Friday morning out there, Western Oklahoma. Welcome to The Skinny on Sports right here on 98.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Glad to have you along for the next hour. Man, we got all kinds of stuff going on, but not enough to find out what's going on with Jared this weekend. See what he's got on tap for the weekend. We'll hit the NBA Finals Game 1 last night. If you turned it off, you were probably shocked to see who won that game, as Boston came roaring back from a double-digit deficit in the fourth quarter to take Game 1. We'll talk about how that happened, who was kind of the major contributors, how in the world did the Celtics win that game with Jason Tatum going 3 of 17. I'm going to ask Jared if I could let him change his pick right now, would he? Hit a little bit of the I put NFL playoffs, NHL playoffs. The Avalanche rolling. You kind of had that. You had that spotted right off the get-go. But is it time again? It feels like about every 30 years we get to hear, "Let's go Rangers." You know, by the way, New York, can we think of a different rhythm to your chants? "Let's go Rangers" sounds a lot like "Let's go Yankees." And then, of course, clap, 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 clap.
"Let's go, Brandon." Oh, sorry.
Did I
cross a line?
I think around here you need to start that with two different words instead of "let's go."
Yeah, well,
I think one starts with an F and one starts with a Y.
I'm a little bitter because I filled up my tank this morning. So,
did you happen to stop at a place that had a little picture of him pointing at it?
No.
It's amazing how many of those there
are
out there.
Everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
I think they. If they're not, somebody had taken them down. I've seen them ripped off. Someone's trying to rip them off. You know, when you rip off a sticker, not all of it comes off.
Yes.
I've seen that too. But
oh yeah, liberals can't get that right either.
No, they can't. No, boom. No. So I'll keep my bitterness at a, because it's Friday, so I'm happy. But yeah, I had to fill up my tank before I came in. So let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, always gives you a good chance to work out your middle finger when you see his little sticker there too. College baseball gets started today with regional action in Oklahoma and Gainesville, Florida. Tough one because of Liberty's pitching. Watch out. You know, there's certain one of those teams, a couple sprinkled throughout the country, where they're like the 3 seed, but they've got one really good arm, and Oklahoma's going to run into that. Maybe Arkansas as well, up there in Stillwater. OSU hosting at Obrey. We'll talk about that. Women's College World Series got underway in Oklahoma City yesterday. Big 12 dominated throughout the day. A couple of whippings and then a great game last night. Finally, there was a great game with OSU and Arizona. And then we got to say a little hello to the folks out at the golf course. The 52nd annual Oil and Gas Appreciation Golf Tournament is underway. Great job, Ed and his staff, Ed Hughes and the staff out there at the on the grounds of the golf course, getting that thing ready after all the rain that we had over the last couple of days. It is flowing smoothly out there for now. Looked like there was a little bit of rain coming this way, but not a ton. So hopefully we get that thing in, then rain overnight, and get her back in tomorrow. But it's one of my favorite weekends of the year out there right now. So anybody, text us, 225-9698. What hole are you on? How many birdies have you made? Have you made the dreaded bogey? Shoot us a text, 225-9698. If you're going to be outside the listening area, a couple ways to stay in touch with the show. Log on to KADSAM.com or download the Paragon app. That app is a free download to your phone. It's got everything. 3 radio stations here in Elk City. It's got the Penny News on the app. Brand new edition of the Penny News is out. Go pick up a free copy of the Penny News at your local newsstand or check it out online, thepennynews.com. Big Elk TV and Paragon TV are both in the app. So during the high school sports season, you can watch games right there at your fingertips on your phone. Also, we have the Skinny on Sports podcast. If you missed the show entirely, you can go back and listen to what we had to say about certain topics. Find that on KADSAM.com or iTunes. If you go the iTunes route, subscribe, and it'll alert you when a new podcast has dropped. Good morning, Jared Atha.
Good morning.
How was the old Rotary auction last night?
It was good. Back after a two-year hiatus, and the phones were ringing and selling some cool stuff from local merchants. It was nice. I actually bid on one item. Items, I guess.
What did you win?
I won a pair of Thunder tickets for a game to be named later, obviously, because the schedule isn't out. So I did my part. And I was actually bidding on a round of golf.
Where at?
Here.
Oh.
With a cart and a round of golf for two and a cart. I got outbid, though. Because there's a point where Rotarians can bid, and then you stop and you have to allow the public to, you know what I mean? So we can start the bidding, but we can't finish.
You can't
the
just sneak in there like 50 cents higher than everybody else?
No.
Well, that's nice.
No, we can start the bidding, but we can't stop. You know, we leave it open. So I got lucky where the Thunder tickets, that no one bid on them, and I got them. And but the golf's the round of golf was a hot item. I tried to get in on it quick for a nice price, and as suspected, it went quick. There's a lot of really cool items, so I we'll do it again tonight. I encourage everyone to tune in to KECO tonight between 7 and 9. KECO's Facebook page. Only one way to bid. You got to call in 225-9696. It got too crazy last time we tried to do a text line and take the comments on it. It wasn't fair.
Hard to tell. Yeah, it's hard to tell when was what.
Who got the bid in first and all that stuff. So there's just only one way, and you got to call in. And I know we had some difficulties last night getting on air. Well, we got on, and then we got knocked off because of internet issues. We got those ironed out. So once we got those ironed out, it went pretty smooth. And there's a lot of great items yesterday, and I've seen the list. The list is out there. It's not a secret. You can go to KCO's Facebook page. There's a list right there. You have to zoom in because there's a lot of items, and you can get a good idea of what's coming up tonight, too. It all goes back to the community. This is all nonprofit. It all goes back to scholarship money and the third grade dictionary project, all back into the community. So you can feel good about bidding on some items. Encourage you to do it.
I was driving home from helping set up at the golf course last night.
Yeah.
When it was kind of the, I don't know, item 25 through 30 something. And I didn't realize that you guys had hired a comedian to be on air.
Maybe a couple, but I think I know who you're talking about.
My goodness. I've about drove my car off the road a couple times listening to Robbie. She was hilarious.
She's a hoot.
I mean, hilarious.
I said she needs to be on the entire time.
It was funny, and
she's good.
There was part of me, though, knowing her a little bit.
Hold your breath a little bit.
A little bit, like don't say, Jared. Button fast.
She knows the deal, and I told him. I gave him a quick tutorial before we started. Like, this is when we
don't
take
say
breaks.
The seven words. Don't,
yeah, but I said, listen, the golden rule here is always pretend your mic is hot.
Yes,
and you'll be okay. Always pretend. As I said that, and Robbie looked at me and goes, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah. I know about the always hot mic rule. Because her daughter is a long time in radio. So she has some familiarity with radio. It's very entertaining. So we're encouraging
no
her
doubt
to be
about
on
it.
The, be
I
on
mean,
the mic.
Because let's be honest. What you guys are doing there, first off, is great for the community. But it's not necessarily the most entertaining thing of all time. Just to read a list of items and say, well, here's what it's worth, and here's what's bid.
Right.
You know, that
there's like description of the item, but what Robbie does, yeah.
You know, that's,
she has a little flair to that.
There can be a lot of different ways to do that. Some would make you fall asleep, maybe. Others would have you on the edge of your seat, and she had me on the edge. I mean, it was funny. Driving all the way home, I was just like, I've never wanted a $50 Hutch's gas card so bad in my life, you know, or whatever they were. But no, it was great. It was a lot of fun.
We have these all night items, or like big ticket items.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you what that means.
That means they're really, I mean, bigger type items as far as in value, and we leave those on open for bid for the entire 2 hours. Okay.
So do you break these down in segments, like 30-minute segments or hour segments? How does that work for everything else?
The items go basically because we take breaks at 15:30 and 45 on air. So when we're on air, we have a list of items that are up for bid up until we take that break, and then the items are off the board.
Okay.
So when that break, when that clock runs out, those
well, and you got so much, you probably got to break it up into more than just two segments a night.
Yeah. So that's why, I mean, it flies. It flies. So I encourage, you know, if there's an item you have your eye on, you know, get your dialing finger ready, you know, get the bid in.
Of course, you want to sneak in at the end. It's just like,
and that's funny too, because when that clock, because we'll say, okay, we got 2 minutes, then boom, the phones blow up. And that's cool. It's very.
And you can't just lock it in like on eBay. If you get outbid, you just automatically get a higher bid.
You got to keep calling back. I noticed,
but you also could, you run the risk though, if you wait, you run the risk of not being able to get in.
That's what the exciting thing about an auction is, you know. And I noticed people were calling in and bidding on multiple items that during inside that 2 minute. I go, I want item number, because here's the deal too. That list I told you about, jump on there and take note of the number next, because say you want, I don't know, the round of golf. I know tonight there's an annual membership to the driving range tonight.
Oh yeah,
that you can bid on. So say you want that.
No kidding.
You go and find that. And say it's item number, I don't know, 52. You don't have to call and go, I need the annual membership to the golf. You say, item number 52, $50. Here's my phone number. That's all you got to do. So just take note of what number your bid.
Yeah, you need to have a list.
Yeah. The list, again, is on the KECO Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's small, but you can zoom in and find your items. And
zoom in for the olds. That's where you put your fingers on your phone, and then you get them wider.
You expand them, yeah.
That's
right. It's like an opposite of a pinch.
You open unpinch.
It up. Yeah, unpinch.
You unpinch it. Or if you're my man Hoity, the letters are so big on your phone, you have to scroll down to read the word vertically.
Or Sean over here. But there are a lot of great items. And thank you to all the local merchants, because we didn't do this for a couple years, obviously because of COVID. We didn't want to get gathered in one room. That's for one reason. And then, you know, the economy took a downturn. And so we thought this year we felt comfortable enough. And I was a little leery. I thought, man, I hope businesses still want to do this. And they did not hesitate. It was like, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll do that.
You know, I wondered, because I was talking to a Rotarian the other day. And she was telling me that, you know, asking me what time. And I was like, oh, I know it's on Thursday and Friday.
Rotarian was asking you?
Yeah, I'm not going to divulge any information of who it was. She just simply couldn't remember what time it was.
Okay.
And then she was talking about the COVID. And I'm like, well, I was thinking in my mind, I didn't say it. I'm thinking, well, what does that matter? They're calling. But it's the fact of you guys all getting in the same room together, the Rotarians themselves,
right,
to be able to conduct the business of the auction. Yeah, it's always cool. I can remember this thing from when I was a kid. You know, and of course, listen, kids, back in the day, instead of Facebook, they had this thing called a newspaper.
Yeah.
And that's where you'd have to find the list.
Right.
Would be in the newspaper.
Which it is on in a
is
newspaper.
It? We're not going to say which one, though.
But it is there. That is out there somewhere.
Yeah. That's what we always did. And then you get to listen to it and, you know, fire in. Of course, you'd have to go, one, three.
Rotary. Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Also good stuff. I'm telling you, it's getting a little darker out there, but don't worry. Bring your rain gear.
I'll just look at the radar. It's going to be fine.
It looked like it was moving through Grimes and Berlin, and then it just kind of fell apart.
Looks like it's falling apart.
Which is great.
I mean, look at that. You'll see what I'm talking about. Look at that. Nothing.
Nothing.
Looks
nothing.
Like it was,
I don't
looks
want...
like it was bullseyeing the Elk City.
Just a little bit of rain.
Boom. So you might get sprinkles, and that's fine. Just cool you off. I don't see any lightning in this. So
no.
I think we're all right.
So the 52nd annual Oil and Gas Appreciation Golf Tournament out at Elk City Golf and Country Club. It's underway. Got underway at 7 o'clock. I'll give a thank you to Gabe for the sound system that I took out there.
Yeah.
Worked great. Found a mic cord. I mean, it was so much better than a crackling bullhorn, which is what we've had to use the last couple of years. And it'll be way better once we honor the couple of honorees. You know, it's kind of weird how this tournament falls, because it's always the same weekend as Jack's tournament at Memorial.
Oh, okay.
And so a couple of years back, you know, they have an honoree every year at the Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on that committee, so I thought, hey, why don't we do that? You know, because there's a whole bunch of people in town, in the oil field, out at the golf course, whatever that might be. There's tons of people that have been instrumental in keeping this thing going. I mean, if you've never been a part of a golf tournament and trying to put that on, it is so hard to go 10 years. Heck, it's hard to do one. But for this thing to be 52 years in and never interrupted, I mean, a tornado didn't interrupt it. You know, and COVID didn't interrupt it. It moved the date for the first time maybe in history that it didn't interrupt it. You know, it's something to be really proud of, I think, as a town. The chamber is great, Susie and all the gang. But and it's just fun. You know, there's our tournament is serious. You know, it's for real.
High stakes, yeah. Absolutely.
There's no doubt. This one it's a fun time to get out and hang out and lots of good food. I think there was 6 different cookers out there. Couldn't go on the course like normal,
right?
You know, but up in the parking lot around the square there, and then a couple kind of on the course, but just on the periphery. But anyway, that started. Hopefully, everybody's having fun out there. Not getting any texts yet. Surely somebody's listening to us out there.
We would like to thank someone's listening.
Surely someone out there at the golf course is listening to us.
But anyway,
no, it's going to be a lot of fun all weekend long, today and tomorrow. It's kind of weird with the way the weather's been, gosh, the last 2 or 3 months, that now we're sitting here worried about the rain. that hasn't been a problem in this area, but now – kind of is, but no, it's a great weekend, and it's just there's a lot of memories there, and everyone's gotten a little smarter as the years have gone by with positioning of, say, the kegs, maybe moving them away from the high school team's hole.
Oh,
for
boy.
Instance.
Oh boy, yeah.
I'm not going to incriminate any. Surely the what do they call that? The statute of limitations is gone by now, after 25 years or so. But
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was one of the.
Well, that does sound like a fun tournament.
It's kind of one of the perks back in the day. Oh, look at there. We're on number, back then, 14. Oh, my, the bathroom. What's on the other side of that bathroom? Oh, it's the Dr. Pepper and also the brew. Speaking of Dr. Pepper, Jim Schmidt, longtime manager down there. He's one of the honorees this year. For his help with that tournament all those years. He'll be honored. And then also Connie Johnson, which she was, you know, there used to be a style show.
Oh, really?
The Ladies Petroleum Club would have a style show. It would always be on Friday. They'd have a luncheon style show.
Style, like a fashion show?
Like a fashion show,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It was a big to-do. And that went away, oh, I don't know, a decade ago maybe. But it was a big deal.
Huh.
It still is a big deal. And as soon as we can get a building out there, it'll be a big deal again. Bigger deal than it is today.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it's going to be fun. You're going to be here all by yourself almost.
Am I?
Afraid so.
Am I going to be here?
Is that bothering you?
Am I going to be here?
Is anybody going to know if you're not?
Exactly. It's usually how it works around here.
Is anybody going to know if you're not here? Usually how it works is about the time you don't think anybody will, right as you're leaving, somebody notices you.
Phone rings, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Where are you headed? Get a drink. Yeah. I'll be right back.
I need to let everybody know when my vacation is because something major in news will happen.
Yeah, I know.
It never fails. Something big happens when I leave for vacation.
What do you think it's going to be this time?
I don't know. One can only speculate. I don't know. You never know. Like last time, last late June, I went somewhere, and boy, did my phone blow up because of a certain situation that happened over here. And I thought, I have literally put in a paper that said I'm off work.
The news never quits,
Jared. News never stops.
I know the one time you were gone is when Paul George got traded.
That was Jamaica. Jamaica, yeah, that was 3 years ago, wasn't it? 3 summers ago.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Yep. So, who knows? Just heads up. I'll let you know when I'm leaving town. for vacation, and then something will happen.
What do you want to talk about next? You want to go the baseball or the softball?
I actually want to go softball.
How good was the Big 12 yesterday?
Big 12's good.
You know, it's interesting because they only got 3 out of the 7 softball playing teams into the tournament.
Sure.
And now all 3 are in the winner's bracket of the Women's College World Series.
If memory serves me right, then the top 3 finishers in the regular season, right?
I believe that's correct.
OU, OSU, Texas. Yeah. And the only 2 teams to beat OU. Turns out they're pretty good. We knew that about OSU. Texas kind of took a step back, but they're still Texas. And still, remember when I talked about this tournament, still those, you know, perennial contenders in this thing, participants in this thing. So they're not scared of the big spotlight. And they weren't scared of UCLA and all the tradition that they brought. So kudos to Texas being real aggressive from what I saw, batting and running. And kudos to OU getting down 1-0 and then they stuck in the cheat code, and all of a sudden they're hitting grand slams left and right, run ruling Northwestern. Funny how that works out, Northwestern talking trash apparently coming into that thing. Or if that was that more of just one Twitter
handle? I think it was just their bar stool, yeah. Northwestern, which, hey, that's funny.
That's how it works, right? That's what their intent is.
Sooner fans were giving him a hard time yesterday afternoon and evening.
And OSU getting down or got up, then got down, then got back up and held on to it and taking down another one of those perennial participants in Arizona. That was a good win for them, and that was a fun game. So it makes the Big 12 look really, really good. Usually, in years past, it was always the Pac-10 and everybody else in this thing. And now that's kind of shifted. Middle America, Big 12. Seems to be the mecca of softball right now.
Yeah, and they didn't get a bunch in there. The SEC had kind of helped shift that as well with Florida, with Alabama. You know, Michigan in the Big Ten was a team you saw perennially there in Oklahoma City. You know, it's amazing because around here, you know, we talk about the spring sports, quote-unquote, at Oklahoma. And they've been fantastic. Don't get me wrong. Women's gymnastics winner, women's tennis runner-up. You know, golf was in the match play on the men's side. But, and of course, softball. But Texas is right there. Winners of the women's tennis. Winners of the men's golf. You know, kind of quiet. Women's tennis over Oklahoma.
Over OU.
That's right. And it's kind of... And it seems like, and maybe the softball team is similar, at least to the men's golf team, because that men's golf team was one that was loaded with guys that have been there forever, and they, I don't know, disappointed during the regular season is the right word, but kind of. You know, they were still in the top 8 in the country, but they weren't really hitting their stride, and then all of a sudden, it was like that last round of stroke play when it was windy and everybody else was struggling. And they were the only team to shoot under par, and then they carried that momentum all the way through the match play to win. This softball team is kind of like, yeah, middling, you know, and then they have the great comeback from down, losing the first game on the road at Arkansas in the Supers, and then they come back and they get out of that and advance on. And then yesterday, putting up that 4 spot in the third, it almost feels like the magic in the spring is with Texas and Texas teams, and you mentioned how ironic it is that out of the 3 other teams standing at least right now in the winner's bracket of the Women's College World Series, and Oklahoma's 54-2, but 2 of the 3 teams that won yesterday are each team that beat them. It's so ironic. I heard Jim and Al and Barry talking about this yesterday, and I want to see where you're at. Because, you know, Jim and Al were both of the belief that really nobody has pressure outside of OU the Women's College World Series because of what's at stake. It's not only a second straight national championship. It's not only a 6th in school history. But it's immortality in being the best team ever.
Yeah,
everybody. Nobody else has that. Now, everybody else wants to win a ring, and so I kind of disagree that they're the only ones with pressure, just because there's pressure that comes with winning and competing at that high level. But I do understand the idea of it, that anything other than a trophy heading back to Norman is going to be used, is going to be looked at as a complete failure for this team. And what makes it even worse or even harder is the fact that that potentially they have to go through conference mates. And not only conference mates, those two
that
with your most hated rivals on the planet.
That beat you earlier in the year.
And that beat you.
And one beat you for the conference tournament title. But, yeah, I can see that. And it feels like, though, yeah, the pressure's there when it starts. And you can kind of see them get, I don't know, shaky early in games. Yesterday was a fine example. Got down 1-0. But then once they got over that hump, once they at least even tied it, you saw that pressure just go away. And then they loaded it up. And then the grand slams, and then turned into a run roll. And like, okay, it's back to what we've done all season long. But I agree. There's a lot more pressure there. I think there's a lot of pressure on, Ball, who is not, she's slowly being eased back, and that was kind of a cool scene, bring her in for the last out or eventual last out. But, you know, you got May and Trotwine coming in the spot where they, it was Jordy Ball all season long. I could see those two, but they have that, or May does, has that experience in the Women's College World Series, so maybe not a lot of pressure on her. But I think when the game starts, sure, there's pressure there. But once they played a run, just a run, then that ball gets rolling and that pressure goes away. But I could absolutely see that. It reminds me of, was it the 04 OU football team? They were touted all season long as being
03.
03, thank you. Mm-hmm. As being this dominant team. No one's going to beat them. And then they lose in the Big 12 championship game and eventually lose to LSU. I felt like there was a lot of pressure on those guys as the season went on. But this team is so senior heavy that leadership, they've played in a lot of big games.
You know what it reminds me of? 1991 UNLV. Because they went into that Final Four
right.
with immortality at stake.
Right.
At that time, it had only been 15 years since somebody went undefeated with Indiana back in 96, or 76, excuse me. I guess that's actually 25 years. No, it's just 15. Anyway. And, oh, by the way, it still hasn't happened since then. And not only that, but then they end up playing a team that they just destroyed in the finals the year before in one of the worst, I think maybe still the worst beatdown ever in the final game. In the championship game. But it wasn't just a pressure to win the title, and it wasn't just a pressure to go back-to-back. It was the pressure to be forever mentioned in the history of the game that they were playing at that point. Now, the good news is, if you're an OU fan, they get to play, and that means you have the best team every time they step on the field. And it's just like, yes, when they get going, rolling offensively, you just turn every single person that comes up to the plate is a threat to go deep, a threat. Just, man, it's amazing how stacked they are. Now you walk Allo to get to Jennings, grand slam. Then you kind of mess around.
We were watching and I saw that. I was like, well, that was not a good idea.
Well, and then you mess around.
It was or it wasn't. I mean, what do you do? Pitch to Allo and
that's the whole thing. I mean,
give up three runs?
Give up three instead of four. and then you try to get around both of them. And then Grace Lyons goes deep for a grand slam. It's just the historic numbers that they put up on offense. It's so hard. But as we saw in the OSU game, and as well as Kelly Maxwell pitched, and she pitched awesome. If on the other side you can hold them down, now Arizona wasn't able to complete it, and that's the beauty of both OU and OSU, is the way that they can generate runs. But you see how it happens. One mistake, and it was 2-1. And Maxwell struck out, 13 or 14 of the 21 outs? But that one mistake, and it was in the bottom of the sixth inning, you're down one. You're still down. That's – That's the way it feels like this, you know, over the last 5 or 6 or 7 years. You know, used to, it was one. I mean, you almost felt like if you scored a run in any game in the College World Series, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite that way anymore, which to me is more exciting because their teams are never out of it. But the other problem is it leads to games like yesterday as well, where you've got 13-1 and you've got 7-2. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we instead of seeing four tight games like we always used to, we only got one. And it was a great one. And Oklahoma State got Carly Petty with the 3-run bomb in the bottom of the sixth. Maxwell closed it out. And so you've got OU and Texas at, what, 2 o'clock tomorrow? OSU will play Florida at 6:30?
I was actually just
looking. 5:30 or 6, I can't remember. Because tonight it's 6 and 8:30. UCLA and Northwestern, then Oregon State and Arizona. Those are elimination games. I think it's 2 o'clock and 5:30.
Kept waiting for OU to lose that game so that way they can play, do it like last year and come all the way back. Let's see here.
It's on ABC. I know that. Here, I got it right here. These are 6 o'clock. 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing, too, because
OU at 2
and the winners get a day off, and guess what? The winners tomorrow get another day off all the way to Monday.
Right.
So the stress that was put on the pitching staffs in previous years, it's kind of gone away. Where you can, if you keep winning, you can really get away with just using one girl. That had been a little bit changed from the past, right? But now it's kind of back. So, you know, OU's going to get Dulcini from Texas. She beat him. The Jordy ball thing is really interesting. We need to take a break. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about that.
The longevity of, I mean, is this a, was that a situation of just easing her back into it, getting her on that stage as a freshman to get in there? I don't know. I still worry. I still have worries about her.
I think it's interesting. If you're looking for dinner tonight, I've got your place. There's a benefit dinner and a fundraiser at Ackley Park. It is for Jeff Poole. Jeff is currently an Elk City firefighter in need of a kidney transplant. He's been on the approved list for the transplant and is on the waiting list for one to become available. He's been active with the Elk City Fire Department for almost 12 years. He's an active member of the Red Knights. There's a benefit dinner tonight at Ackley Park on the South Pavilion. It's a Mexican pile-on. It's chips, ground beef, beans, all the other fixings. Starts at 6, go until you run out of food, hopefully really quickly because there's so many people there. We'll also have to-go orders. It's donation only, so go out and support Jeff Poole, waiting on a kidney transplant, one of the firefighters here at Elk City. There will also be 2 quilts made by Jeff's wife. I'll be selling chances for those. Tickets are 5 each or 5 for 20. For more information, Jeremy Jones, contact him at 580-497-6923. We're Jamie Chester at 580-821-1126. 6 o'clock tonight, South Pavilion, Elk City, Ackley Park. Benefit dinner for Jeff Poole, one of the firefighters here in Elk City, looking for a kidney transplant. All right, so what do you make out of the Jordy ball thing? Why? I guess here are my questions for you. I can understand why the game is out of hand. The game was in hand, I guess I should say, at 13-1 going into the fifth inning. Why do you think she didn't start that inning? Because to me, if you're trying to figure out where she is and what she can do, why not let her throw the entire inning?
Yeah, give her more than one
instead
batter.
Of just one out.
Or, you know, in this case, it was 2 batters. But
yeah, 3 actually.
Was it 3?
Yeah, yeah. She gave up 2 hits and then got the last.
Yeah,
out.
I'd give her the entire half inning.
I just wonder why.
I don't know. That's why I say I worry. Is there still injury issues? You saw her arm wrapped up. They were talking on the broadcast about, you know, when you doing that throwing motion, if you graze your hip or your arm hits, you know, even just grazes it, it could be problematic. I think Gasso won to get her out. It was clear, being the freshman, you want to get her out there on the biggest stage in college softball and let her start to get acclimated to that. 2, just to see, can she do it? It's been almost a month since she's pitched, and that's a long rehab. And clearly they're powerful enough that they got through that month. Maybe could have used her in the Big 12 championship game. A healthy Jordy Ball might have been the difference. But, bigger picture is national title, and that's what Gasso clearly sees, and she's just trying to get her ace award-winning pitcher back. But, why not give her the full half inning? And only giving her a chance to get one out, that again, worries me because I worry about the health. I'm curious to see have they announced who's going to start Saturday?
I haven't seen anything.
And Gasso's been pretty tight-lipped about this whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, all she said was, you're going to see her. Was that it?
In some capacity. That's what she said.
Was that it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I just thought it was an interesting move. I get the idea of running her out there for that last half inning.
Right.
I don't really understand the idea of running her out there for one out, which ended up being three batters. You know, it almost would have made sense. Of course, if she was healthy, she'd have started. But, I mean, it almost makes more sense to for the acclimation part of doing that with a healthy true freshman in case you need her. Mm-hmm. You know, other than the freshman of the year, the co-Big 12 pitcher of the year with Kelly Maxwell of OSU, that it was almost like, in my mind, a lot of ways beneath her abilities. This is just totally me thinking. I have no idea. But doing it that way almost leads me to believe that they don't think she can do it.
I don't know. I'm 50-50 on it, on what it means.
Like, is that her role? They think the most expanded role she can have is like closer for a couple of outs at the end of a game.
You know, maybe that's her role right now.
Right.
Because she's not 100%, and you're right, she can't go a full game. And again, I mentioned the pitching behind her. That's weird to say behind her because May and Troutwine are great pitchers. They're good pitchers in their own right. So maybe that is her role. Bring her in as a closer.
That would kind of make sense in this way. Get her used to coming out with people on base.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to starting the inning. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's a way to try to acclimate her as fast as possible to coming in those high-leverage situations with runners on and having to come right in as a reliever, which she obviously isn't used to doing because she's been the ace of the starting staff. So you know, that's the only thing that kind of makes sense outside of, hey, we're just giving her a couple batters to, A, see if she can pitch, and, B, get her out there in that arena, in the College World Series.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought it was a curious move, the way that happened. And we shall see what it means. The College Baseball Regionals start today. Sooners down in Gainesville here in a couple of hours against Liberty. Florida and who's the other team? Central Michigan are the other two in that regional. It's a double elimination regional to try to press on into the Supers. And then Oklahoma State hosting at Obrate as the seventh national seed. So they'll have both weeks in Stillwater. If they're able to get it done this week, they will play Missouri State at 6 o'clock. At noon, it's Grand Canyon in Arkansas. Interesting, because Arkansas and OU, both the two seeds in their respective regionals, they both got really tough. There's some three seeds out there in the other 16 regionals that aren't the greatest. OU and Arkansas got stuck with some pretty darn good teams right off the bat as the two seeds in their respective regional.
Yeah. Listen, if you're in this thing, you're going to go up against good teams across the board, in my opinion. This is the best baseball teams that the NCAA has to offer, and they're in this tournament for a reason. So you're going to see good pitching no matter where you go. In this case, OU's going to get Liberty's ace, but no U. I mean, Liberty's thinking, man, this is a team that just won the Big 12 tournament. They're as hot as anyone else in the nation. I've seen a lot of procrastinators pick OU to win this thing, a lot more than less. So, I mean, we'll see if one team can get it going and the other team can shut them down. In Stillwater, I'm anxious to see, can OSU, I guess, are we calling it, turn it around? I mean, kind of lackluster end of the year. A little disappointing. Thought they could go deep in the Big 12 tournament, and they didn't. And now they got to host a hot team in Arkansas, an always tough out. So I want to see how they react to that in hosting in Obrate. Because we talk about pressure. There's pressure there. There's been pressure on them all season long as being a team that's supposed to get to Omaha.
Yeah, that's right. OU starters were awesome in the Big 12 tournament in four games. They threw 23 innings, only 10 hits, three earned runs allowed. They only walked five. They struck out 33 as a staff in those four games. So that's something that's, you know, you never can tell how any of that matters. But Oklahoma is certainly one of the hotter teams in the country heading into this regional tournament. Let's hit last night. Man, what a crazy game in the NBA Finals. Game one out in the Bay Area. The rust that we talked about a bunch yesterday wasn't there. Man, Golden State, especially Steph Curry, came out completely ablaze from behind the arc. And it looked like just kind of one of those, hey, we're the better team, we're going to win game one and then see what you can do in game two. And then all of a sudden, the script just completely flipped in the fourth quarter with Boston outscoring Golden State 40-16. Just some stats from it. They were the first team. The Celtics became the first team in finals history to win a game by double digits when they were trailing by double digits heading into the fourth quarter. That 17-0 run in the fourth quarter was the second longest fourth quarter run in finals history. Only a Spurs 19-0 over the Nets in 03 was longer. And they did it with Jason Tatum scoring 12 points on 3 of 17 shooting. The main reason, Al Horford. Holy cow, was Al Horford awesome. And, oh, by the way, the guy I kind of dogged yesterday about shooting the basketball, he didn't take a ton of shots, only 11. 7 threes, which in my opinion is too many. But Marcus Smart made 4 of them and a couple of big ones in that run. And Boston just completely flipped the script and win 120-108. One of the more shocking results, just the way it's not that the Celtics won and not even that they won by 12. The fact that the way it happened, where it felt like Golden State had this one in the can, and then all of a sudden Boston just ripped their hearts out in that fourth quarter.
A few things. One, Tatum not scoring a lot tells me, and I think Pinto hit this, heard him driving in, what Golden State had to contend with in Dallas was one guy. And we've mentioned this with Boston. There's more than just one guy.
That's
right. Everyone's going to look at Tatum and go, it's Tatum and everybody else. But, you know, Horford, he's been waiting for this for his entire career to play on this stage, and he showed out. Marcus Smart, he played consistent. And Brown, he played good too, scoring 24. Golden State's going to have to deal with that. They shut down Tatum and hold him just 12 points, which is not going to happen every game. They're going to have to contend with this. And then, two, the way they shot the three, 21 of 41 as a team, that's how you beat Golden State sometimes. You got to outshoot them. You got to or match them. You know, in this case, they did outshoot them from beyond the arc. But that's what Golden State, you know, they're the Splash Brothers. Come on. That's what they're known for. So sometimes you have to fight fire with fire. And Boston did that and stole game one. Not stole. They took game one away from Golden State. Kudos to Boston. And I still think it goes 7 Golden State, but I think we're going to have 6 more fun games.
You know, what's interesting, we always talk about the other guys, the role players, whether it be bench guys or even starters, performing on the road. How do they perform on the road? You look at Horford, Smart, and Derek White was huge off the bench. Those guys make 15 of 23 from behind the arc. That is unbelievable. You just don't see that.
On the road.
And by the way, on the road, in that building, in the first time that any of these guys has stepped foot on the floor in the NBA Finals.
Right.
You had to go back to 1998 to find a time where a team was playing in them. Or 1997, I'm sorry, with the Jazz. That's how far back you had to go. The first time the Jazz made the finals with those guys. Give kudos to Tatum, though.
Yeah.
It's one thing, and I said it yesterday, they couldn't win without him scoring. That's wrong. But, man, what a game. He 13 assists. And Udoka said it, the Boston's coach, in the post game. He said, I've been challenging him all year long to affect the game when the ball's not going in the hole. And he clearly did that last night. He kept on competing on defense. He shared the wealth with 13 assists, grabbed 5 rebounds. You look at that stat line, you go, geez, 3 of 17, 12 points. He had a horrific game. Not the truth. He still affected the game. And that's almost more impressive than him going out there scoring 40. Because we know he can do that. But being able to do the rest of it as well, that makes it even more scary on the other side of your Golden State that they can do it. Now, you're not going to get 6 of 8 from Big Al. Matter of fact, you've never got it because those 6 threes were a career high in any game. And, oh, by the way, the most ever for a player in their finals debut.
Wow.
And you mentioned that Horford had been waiting his whole career longer than anybody. He had played 141 playoff games without being in the finals until last night. That's the most in league history to play before you finally play in the finals. So kudos to him.
Yeah.
Steph was Steph. That's the 6th time in the finals that he's made at least 7 threes. Only one guy has done it multiple times. You know who that was?
No.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen.
Ray Allen did it twice. Steph's done it 6 times. But it wasn't enough. Derek White off the bench, once again, I mean, he was great. Great. And you look at the Golden State bench, you know, Jordan Poole, he'd been kind of the story of the first round and a half or so with the way that he played. Only 2 of 7, a minus 19, 1 of 5 from 3. And that was at home. That's the impressive thing to me about Boston's other guys. Even throw in, I mean, look at Tice. The Boston bench, what's it, 9, 12, 13, 8 of 13 from 3. I mean, 21 of 41 on the road, period, is awesome. And really, you take out the two stars, Tatum and Brown, who combined 3 of 13. So that means the rest of those guys were, what, 18 of 20, no, not that many. Yeah, 23. 18 of 23, what? That's right. That is unbelievable.
I'm Golden State. I'm concerned about
right.
Thompson.
My numbers aren't right. Go ahead.
Thompson, he wasn't game 6 Thompson.
28. 18 of 28, sorry.
Okay. Only 3 from outside. Finished with 15, but that's by Klay Thompson terms, not very good. Draymond Green, man, only held to 4 points.
What did I say yesterday? You got to make you, gotta if make, you're Boston, yeah. Make him score. He took 12 shots, which is probably more than he wanted to. He only made 2 of them, and you kept him down to only 5 assists.
Yeah,
there's not very many games in any game where somebody out assists Golden State by 9. Happened last night. Boston had 33 assists to only 24 for Golden State. 24 is minuscule for Golden State. You know, they didn't shoot it terrible. 19 of 45 from 3, it's 42%. You take that. You know, if that's your worst, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But, man, Boston just – they shot it great in the fourth quarter, and they just – they dominated that fourth quarter. You just don't see that happen to that Warrior – you haven't seen that happen to that Warriors team very often in this run where somebody just completely beats them up.
Yep.
In a quarter. Because, you know, they came out third quarter, outscored Boston by 14. You're like, okay, there's the run. There it is. You know, this is kind of it. And Boston said no. Why aren't they playing tomorrow night? This is infuriating. They're getting 2 days off between every game except for 3 and 4. Man, those dudes are skating around on ice skates, killing each other in hockey, and they play every other day. What is going on here?
The league's soft. It's grown that way,
it's
man.
So
it's
ridiculous.
It's so gone that way for the last 5-plus years of the softness of this league. It's just so soft. That, and then it's coupled with we want to be center stage at all times and all that stuff, and they want to prolong this and stretch it out as far as they can. Yeah, but I wonder if this, and without looking, is this some kind of a player's deal, said we need more time between games in the finals.
I'm sure, and you know,
that's part of our demands are.
if it gets good games, fine. But it's still just like, why aren't they playing tonight? Yeah. Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
You know, because I'm thinking, all right, in my mind, okay, you got the OU softball game at 2:00. I wasn't sure at what time OSU starts. Like, are they going to roll this into the NBA finals? Like 2:05 and 8:00 on ABC?
Oh yeah.
Like, is that going to be the showcase for the Big 12 softball or the Women's College World Series? It's 2 games on AB. It turns out it's not, because they're not playing until Sunday. Real quick in the NHL, man, the Avalanche. Whew. You were right.
They're good.
4-0 last night. 2-0 lead against Edmonton as the scene shifts back to Alberta. Tonight's a huge one, and here is a crazy stat courtesy of the ESPN Stats and Info. So the Rangers are up 1-0. They're at Madison Square Garden tonight with the Lightning coming in Game 2. The Big Cat, which is the goalie for Tampa Bay. Andre, how do you say that? Vasilevskiy?
Good luck.
Vasilevskiy? Just say it real fast. He and the Lightning have won 18 straight playoff games following a loss. If that seems ridiculously high, it's because it is. It's the longest streak in NHL, NBA, or Major League Baseball history. And you know why it's not the longest in the NFL? Because when you lose, you're out.
You're out, yeah.
You don't get to play again.
There's no series.
Because it would be. Think about that. 18 straight following a loss in the playoffs. He himself has been a part of all 18 of them. 18-0, only allowing a goal and a half, saving about 95% of the shots he faces, and 5 of those 18 have been shutouts. So
that's impressive. That's what builds dynasties, man. That's what the Lightning have. And they're going to try to continue that.
Looking for three in a row. All right. Got to get out of here. When we come back, what's Jared doing this weekend? Is it an off weekend?
No.
I mean, are there ever off weekends for Canute softball?
Yes and no.
When you have multiple kids?
Well, one kid has a broken arm.
I know, but you still got to show up and support the team, right? What are you doing, Jared? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, tonight, softball, just league night. Tomorrow, we are – yeah, if it doesn't rain. Tomorrow –
it doesn't matter if it rains here, Jared. There is turf fields.
Well, if it doesn't lightning.
Well, yeah, but eventually you'll play.
My wife and I, we've had concert tickets to this certain concert for 2 years now.
Is it Kenny?
Kenny Chesney, No Shoes Nation, coming down to Arlington to Jerry World. We bought those tickets back in 19 when he was supposed to come in the summer of 20. Of course, COVID hit. Well, he's postponed it a couple times. We finally get to use the tickets. So
you're going to Jerry World?
Yes. Going to Jerry World to watch Kenny Chesney concert. So we're going to go down there tomorrow, stay the night, come back Sunday. That's the weekend.
Per ounce. Will the cold poppers down there at Jerry World be higher or lower than the cold poppers were at Southern Hills per ounce?
I'm going to say lower. What would it be? What was the ounce? How many ounces were you buying?
25 at 18.
So do the math for me without me doing it.
A dollar something an ounce.
Okay. I'll remember.
So if you get a 16-ouncer for $12, yeah, you'll be under. No, wait. I went the wrong way. It wasn't over a dollar because you're getting 18 bucks, 25 ounces for 18 bucks. Here, hang on. Let me get my phone. So you're going to say under?
I got a feeling
under. I've never been to Jerry World, so I don't. I'm just trying to.
I've been twice, and I just can't remember what I paid for the cold beverage. Remember I quickly got it and ran back to my seat to watch a game. I've been there for 2 OU games.
Okay, so 72 cents an ounce at Southern Hills. I'm going to say it's going to cost you. I'm going to say it's over.
You're going to say it's over. Okay.
I'm going to say it's over. I'm going to say you go. I'm going to say it's going to be 75 cents an ounce. Because I think it's going to cost you $12 for a 16-ouncer, one of the aluminum. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be $12 for a 16, which would be 3/4, which would be 75 cents.
Yeah, maybe. By the time I get in there, I'm probably not going to care. Because the tailgate scene is supposed to be like a Jimmy Buffett type tailgate scene. You see what I'm saying? Anyways, that's what I'm doing. It's gonna be fun. We've been waiting for this for quite a while, so I hope the anticipation isn't a letdown. But Old Dominion's gonna be with them, which
I was gonna ask who else.
Old Dominion's pretty cool. Carly Pierce, wife likes her, and Dan and Shay, which I'd probably be out in the parking lot still when they're playing.
Dan and Shay, yeah. AKA Rascal Flatts Light.
Yeah. My wife gives me hard. I don't like them. Not my type.
Old Dominion. Now, what do they sing?
Oh, they sing "I Was on a Boat." They look like a fun group.
Listen,
to see.
You have to be in the place for that one. That's one of the best songs ever.
Yeah, and it seems like.
Do they sing the one? End up this way. She had a hotel key.
I think so.
Is that them?
I think so. They sing.
That's a fun, catchy tune.
Boat that day. They're currently like that No Hard Feelings song. It kind of has a beachy sound. They seem like a perfect pairing for what Kenny Chesney is bringing. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to seeing them. Really looking forward to seeing Kenny Chesney. And
will there be a Jimmy Buffett signing?
I doubt it. Think Jimmy Buffett would be there?
I don't know. He seems like they seem similar.
They're very similar. Kenny is more for like our generation,
yeah.
Whereas Jimmy is more of.
If it was Alan Jackson, you'd probably see Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah, I like Jimmy Buffett. I like Kenny as well. So that's what we're gonna.
Yeah,
do.
Hotel Key. There it is.
Hotel Key. Yeah, they put out a lot of good songs that you wouldn't realize. Should be fun.
Well, I'm just gonna be stuck here playing golf.
Well, that's fun too.
It's going to be fun. K101 Bowl, Leland and those guys
Classic
up there.
Bowl.
Classic Bowl.
Classic,
Classic
Bowl.
Bowl.
Classic Bowl.
Well,
Classic Bowl.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's this weekend.
It is. This football game is Saturday. I think there's basketball last night or tonight.
I think it was last night.
Last night.
I saw some pictures.
Yeah, I saw Crum post in the rosters that his boys were on. It's been a 10-day affair up there?
It's been long,
last Thursday until
– I love all the events they've added. That was really
Saturday.
Cool.
It is. It's great.
Shout-out to local football players. I just quickly – Garrett Dye, Drake Hughes, both of Elk City. Antonio
Sinceros.
Thank you. Aaron Seabolt and Tayson Turney of Clinton. Colt Merrick from Sayre. Some local guys playing for the West.
Yeah, but
wish I could come. That would be neat.
Yeah,
I
know.
I've been to a couple of them, and if I wasn't going to go see – if this concert wasn't about 3 years in the making for us,
right.
I'd definitely come up there.
Yeah, and that's the way
– Take advantage of that.
This is the one golf tournament – well, the two golf tournaments that I have to be here for, being on the committee for this one and obviously ours. I agree, Leland.
Well, if there's no conflict.
I agree with that statement on the text line.
What's that?
Maynard is the real deal. I could not agree more. Zach Maynard is a good dude, and he's going to do great things.
Is he helping out up there?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He was great having him in here.
He was.
Yeah. You can tell he's a leader of men. Excited.
Once again, Jeff Poole, benefit dinner and fundraiser tonight, 6 o'clock. Until the food runs out at the South Pavilion, Ackley Park. It's a Mexican pile on plate. It's chips. It's kind of like a taco salad type thing with maybe not the lettuce. It's going to be good. Go out there. Donation only. There's quilts that his wife made. You can buy chances to win those as well. 12 years of the Elk City Fire Department and an active member of the Red Knights. We'll have Gene Smith Jr. on Monday. You know what Monday is? Historically?
No.
June 6th.
Oh, wow.
D-Day.
Yes.
So Gene Smith Jr. is going to be in here talking about that and what they got going on. He's got something going on. So we'll have him first. We'll have Jim second. So you're not going to hear a bunch of us, which probably will make everybody happy on
That's
Monday.
That's fine.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the sports. There's going to be a lot of it. I mean, the memorial's going on. Is it, you know... Is the Belmont this weekend, or is it next weekend?
I believe it's next.
I think it is, too. Everybody have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Skinny on Sports podcast with Aaron Cowan. Be sure to hit that subscribe button to get alerts of when the latest podcast is available. Thanks for listening.